turn with me tonight to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. So good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. And if you would stand for the reading of the word. Philippians chapter 4, verse 1 says, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and longed for, my joy and my crown." My joy and my crown. So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eutychus and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. Always. Siempre. Always. And again, I say, rejoice. Yeah. I'm going to preach tonight with the help of the Holy Ghost, a time to rejoice. Yeah. Un tiempo para regocijarse. Let's pray. God, we love you and we thank you for your word. God, I pray that you would be with us tonight. God, I pray that you would help me to convey your word in an effective way, that it would not return void. God, I pray, Lord, that you would anoint my mind, my lips to deliver this word, my tongue to deliver this word tonight. God, I pray for your people that they would be ready to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God, we want your will to be done tonight. Why don't you give God a hand clap of praise? In Jesus' name, you can be seated. It is evident from the reading of our text, si desprende de la lectura de nuestro texto, that Paul loves the church in Philippi. Que Pablo ama la iglesia en Filipos. There does not appear to be a synagogue in Philippi. No parece haber una sinagoga in Filipos, so most likely this church was comprised of Gentiles. Entonces, lo más probable es que esta iglesia estuviera compuesta de los gentiles. Paul appears to have maintained, Pablo parece haber mantenido a close relationship with this church and with these people. Una relación cercana con estas personas. These people loved their apostle, que amaba a su apostol, and sent him gifts and offerings. Y le envió regalos y ofrendas. It is believed by many scholars that Luke himself stayed in Philippi Si cree que Lucas se quedó en Filipos and was part of the church leadership. Y era parte del liderazgo de la iglesia. We find in our opening text, lo encontramos en nuestro texto de apertura, that Paul is writing to people that he dearly loves. Que Pablo le escribe a las personas que ama mucho. He calls them his dearly beloved. Los llamo sus muy amados. Reminding them that God loves them deeply. Recordándoles que Dios los ama profundamente. And so does Paul, y Pablo también. It is a greeting of close friends. Es un saludo de amigos cercanos. Of a close-knit group of believers. De un grupo muy unido de creyentes who care deeply for each other and want to see each other succeed in life. Y quiero verlos triunfar en la vida and succeed in living for God. Triunfar y vivir para Dios. Paul called them his reward, his joy, his crown, his reward for doing the work of God. Pablo los llamó su recompensa por hacer la obra de Dios. He then begins naming people among the congregation. Luego comienza a nombrar personas entre la congregación who helped him in ministry. Eso lo ayudó en el ministerio in that city, in esa ciudad. Women had been the first to respond. Las mujeres fueron las primeras en responder to the gospel, al evangelio. And they were then found teaching other women. Y luego enseñó a otras mujeres. Paul is speaking to mature believers. Pablo está hablando a creyentes maduros who were fellow workers, quienes eran compañeros de trabajo en el reino de Dios, in the kingdom of God. They were fellow workers. These were people who were established. Estas eran personas que estaban establecidas in the faith, in la fe. But in verse 4, pero en el versículo 4, Pablo les dice que, Paul tells them to rejoice in the Lord always. Estad siempre alegres en el Señor. And he says it again, y lo dice de nuevo, commanding them to rejoice. The word rejoice, la palabra regocijarse significa, it means to be glad for God's grace. Alegrarse por la gracia de Dios. But not just glad for God's grace. Pero no solo contento por la gracia de Dios. The letters at the beginning of the word rejoice. Las letras al principio de la palabra show us that it is to be glad for God's grace. Again, muestranos que es alegrarnos por la gracia de Dios de nuevo. I know that you were glad at one time, but you need to be glad again. You see, there are times when joy is hard to feel. Hay momentos en los que es difícil sentir la alegría. Where, I begin to ask myself, where is the first mention of joy in the Bible? ¿Dónde está la primera mención de la alegría en la Biblia? We know the story of Job. Nosotros conocemos la historia de Job. People that he loved were taken away from him. Se llevarán a las personas que amaba. His riches disappear. Sus riquezas habían desaparecido. He becomes sick and he is in pain. Se enfermo y tenía dolores. Then his friends try to figure out what's wrong with him. Luego sus amigos intentarán descubrir que la pasaba, telling him that God must be mad with him. Decirle que Dios estaba enojado con él. As Job is thinking and Job is defending himself. Mientras Job piensa y se defiende, God begins to speak to Job. Dios comienza a hablarle a Job. It is a moment of power. Es un momento de poder. As God starts speaking, but not just in a normal conversation, God starts speaking to Job from a tornado. Mientras Dios comienza a hablar desde un tornado, God begins asking Job questions. Dios comienza a hacerle preguntas a Job. Who do you think you are, Job? ¿Quién crees que eres, Job? Do you think you know the ways of God? ¿Crees que conoces los caminos de Dios? He tells Job to stand firm like a man. Mantente firme como un hombre, Job. And answer the questions I'm going to ask you. Y responde las preguntas que te voy a hacer. Where were you when the foundation of the earth was laid? ¿Dónde estabas cuando la fundación de la tierra fue puesta? Where were you when I measured the earth to its correct size? ¿Dónde estabas cuando medí la tierra a su tamaño correcto? How is the earth fastened to its foundation? ¿Cómo está fijada la tierra a sus cimientos? Who laid the first stone? ¿Quién puso la primera piedra? Then in verse 7, luego en el versículo 7, we hear of the first time that joy is expressed in the Bible. Nosotros escuchamos de la primera vez el gozo se expresa en la Biblia. Job chapter 38 and verse 7 says, where were you, Job, when the morning stars sang together? And all the men, or all the sons of God rather, shouted for joy. It gives us a look into the first time that joy is expressed in history. When God began creating, cuando Dios comenzó a crear, angels started shouting for joy. Los ángeles empezaron a gritar de alegría. One Bible dictionary says it this way. Un diccionario bíblico dice, ellos gritarán con aplausos. They shouted with applause. They shouted with applause. It sounded a lot like church. They're watching God create and they begin to shout and they begin to express. You see, even the angels, incluso los ángeles, love to see the work of God. Me encanta ver la obra de Dios. But something happened that caused the joy to stop. Pero algo pasó para hacer que la alegría se detenga. Sin. Pecado. El pecado separó a la humanidad de Dios. Sin separated man from God. You see, it is God's desire to have a relationship with mankind. Dios deseaba una relación con la humanidad. The entire Bible is not simply to lead you to salvation. The Bible is its main goal is to lead you to relationship. And if he can lead you to relationship, salvation will be a byproduct of the relationship. Dios deseaba una relación con la humanidad. Toda la Biblia trata sobre la relación de Dios con el hombre. The entire Bible is about God's relationship with man. But sin separated man from God. El pecado separó al hombre de Dios. But tonight, God wants to have a relationship. Esta noche, Dios quiere tener una relación con todos nosotros, with all of us. Para eso fuiste creado. That's why you were created. You were created for a relationship with God. You were not created just to occupy space and to soak up greenhouse gases. You were not created to just sit somewhere on a pew. You were created for a relationship with God. Dios quiere tener una relación. No tienes que estar solo. Dios te quiere. You don't have to be alone. Because God wants you. God wants to talk with you. Dios quiere hablar contigo. God wants to walk with you. Dios quiere caminar contigo. God wants to be involved in your life. Dios quiere involucrarse en tu vida. He cares about you. Él se preocupa por ti. He gave himself for you. Él se entregó por ti. What's this have to do with the time to rejoice? The Bible tells us that there is a moment when the angels rejoice again. La Biblia nos dice que hay es un momento en que los ángeles alegrarse. They shout for joy again. Ellos gritan de alegría otra vez. In the gospel according to Luke, in el evangelio según Lucas, Jesus gives three stories of things that were lost, but then they became found. Jesús da tres historias de cosas que se perdieron, pero luego se encontraron. One was a sheep. Uno era una oveja. One was a coin. Uno era una moneda. The last was a son. El último fue un hijo. After the first story, después la primera historia of a shepherd bringing back a sheep, de un pastor que trae una oveja that had wandered away from the flock, que se había alejado del rebaño. He said, El dijo in verse 7 of the book of Luke, chapter 15, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Now, we don't have time, and I don't have the vocabulary and the time tonight to go into everything that joy is. But let me just tell you, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, that word joy and the concept of joy is attached to what you do with your tongue. It is attached to what you do to your tongue, with your tongue, all the way to the New Testament glossolalia. When the Apostle Paul said, confess with your mouth, let the joy be heard. It's attached to what you do with your voice and with your tongue. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. A sheep being found, say, encuentra una oveja, is a reason to celebrate. Es un motivo para celebrar. And he said it again. He said, it's not just the sheep, but I'm going to say it again after the lost coin. Y lo volvió a decir tras la historia de la moneda perdida. In verse 10. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. There is joy in heaven. Hay alegría en el cielo. There is joy with the angels. Los ángeles se llenan de alegría because they are seeing God work again. Porque están viendo a Dios obrar nuevamente. They remember his work in the beginning. Ellos recordan su trabajo al principio. And they are watching him work again. Y lo están viendo trabajar otra vez. Man that was lost, hombre que estaba perdido, is being brought back home. Está regresando a casa. That is the reason to celebrate. Ese es un motivo para celebrar. Celebrate the goodness of God. Celebrar la bondad de Dios. The goodness of God is a reason to celebrate. La bondad de Dios es un motivo para celebrar. Separation from God. Separación de Dios. Alegrías. Alegría eliminada. Separation from God. Eliminated. Joy. The angels stopped having joy. So first there was joy, and now there is re-joy. But being in the presence of God, pero estar en su presencia, makes me rejoice. Me hace regocijarme. Psalm chapter 122 and verse 1 says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Gladness is attached to the joy. Gladness is attached to rejoicing. Men had joy. Angels had joy. Sin separated man from God and caused there to be a lack of joy. But this psalm is written from the viewpoint. Este salmo está escrito. I'm sorry. Lo siento. Este salmo está escrito desde el punto de vista de los viajeros que han estado lejos de Jerusalén. This psalm is written from the viewpoint of travelers who have been away from Jerusalem. They have been away from the city of the living God, la ciudad del Dios vivo, and now they are back. They are touring the city. Ellos están de gira por la ciudad. They are walking through it and they are admiring it. Admirando su belleza. When someone suggests, cuando alguien sugiere, they should go to the house of the Lord. Deberían ir a la casa de Dios. The psalmist records, I'm going to rejoice. El salmista responde con regocijo. Regocijo. I was away, estaba lejos, but now I am back. Pero ahora estoy de vuelta. I could be lost, todavía podría estar perdido, but I am found. Pero me han encontrado. The goodness of God causes me to rejoice. La bondad de Dios les hace regocijarse. As Paul instructed the Philippians, I'm finished. You guys can come to the music, please. Como Pablo instruyó a los Filipenses, don't forget to keep praising God. No olvides seguir alabando a Dios. Don't forget to magnify God. No olvides magnificar a Dios. When you think of his goodness, you ought to praise him. Cuando piensas en su bondad, deberías alabarlo. Paul is writing to a group of mature saints, and he is telling them, don't stop rejoicing. When you praise him, faith is released. Cuando lo alabas, la fe se libera. Look what the Lord has done. Mira lo que ha hecho el Señor. It sparks faith in others. Despierta la fe en los demás. That if God did it once, que si Dios la hizo una vez, God can do it again. Dios puede hacerlo de nuevo. I wonder tonight, as we end this service, al finalizar este servicio esta noche, if we could give the angels a reason to throw a party. Demosle una razón a los ángeles para hacer una fiesta. I wonder tonight if we could remember that we've got the reason to dance. We've got a reason. We've got a reason to rejoice. We've got a reason to shout. We've got a reason to lift our voices. Come on, why don't you lift your voice?